Mayor Garcetti today signed an overhaul of LA County's trash hauling system into law. The system will divide the city into 11 districts, each served by one trash company, which will be required to provide bins for recycling and organic waste. Supporters of the new system say the change will help the environment by cutting down on truck traffic and increasing recycling. Google Glass went on sale this morning, but only for one day. Some consumers are quickly jumping online to get their hands on the wearable computer, but others are raising privacy concerns. Should you buy Google Glass? Andrea Martinez just might help you decide.
If you've been in the market for some cool new specs, today is the only day to get your hands on Google Glass, the wearable device that, up until today, has only been available to developers, or explorers, as Google calls them. A glass screen covering your left eye allows you to take pictures, record video, ask for directions, and share content with friends. But first, you'll have to fork over $1,500. And some people have already bought them. Consumer Watchdog calls those people glass holes. They held a press conference this morning detailing their issues with the glasses. John Simpson said privacy is most pressing.
Basically, under its terms of service, any videos, photos that you load up to its services, which is what you do when you use Glass, Google has the ability to do virtually whatever they want with it.
Google can build a personal profile of its users using recent searches, photos, and facial recognition. Jamie Court says all this can become public record.
Now remember, any picture you take is frozen in time. It can be used with facial recognition software later. It can be used in close-up later. So literally everything we do in public, if this becomes a device that's worn on a widespread basis, will suddenly become a public record for a lot of scrutiny in ways that I don't think we could imagine it.
Scrutiny or not, there are still the handful of people who think Google Glass is actually the future.
I see it changing the way we use computers because we won't need screens anymore. We won't need TVs anymore. We'll be able to watch 3D via glasses like this.
That is technology entrepreneur Vivek Wadhwa, who thinks Google's version of Glass is only the lesser version of what's really to come.
Just like contact lenses and glasses enhanced our vision, hearing aids enhance our hearing, this is going to enhance our knowledge.
But Wadhwa also has some concerns about the future of this technology.
Imagine having sunglasses or imagine having regular eyeglasses that have the same features and functions as Google Glass, but you don't know that anyone's wearing them. Imagine having buttons on your shirt which have cameras which can film in higher definition. See, right now the debates are because it's so visible and people think that they're being spied on. And there are going to be a lot of nasty debates about what future we've gotten into.
David Carr, computer science student at the University of Southern California, is taking a class on Google Glass next semester. And he says Glass improves his day-to-day life.
Lots of photos that I've captured I wouldn't have otherwise because I'd be filming from my phone. It's really nice to be able to respond to notifications just while I'm riding my bike and just get my messages brought to me. It's always fun to be able to Google something on the spot.
When getting directions, all Carr has to do is talk to Glass.
I would say, okay, Glass, get directions to the Lion Center. And I'll immediately get a map that pops up with directions. And when I need to make a turn, Glass will wake up and alert me.
Despite all the debate, Wadhwa says Glass still has glitches, like the chunkiness of the screen, which he says is weird and can cause distraction. Andrea Martinez, Annenberg, Radio News.